Hey, what's up, you guys? It's Trey's Podcast, where we discuss music, sports, politics, food, almost everything upon this podcast. On today, April the 16th, 2018, we want to discuss the topic of music, this generation's music. Whether it's rap, hip-hop, R&B, rock, Christian gospel music, whatever type of genre, music, dance, you name it. But mainly in the topic of music that I want to discuss, hip-hop. Hip-hop and this generation's music. I'm not a fan of it at all. I'm really not. Every time I might come across on the radio, I definitely turn the channel because it's nonsense, man. It's the same old repeated, repetitive type of nonsense. Might be a song every blue moon that you can ride to, you can rock to. But now, rap is a joke nowadays in a lot of ways. And it really sucks. Because you can name some of the pioneers, of course, Tupac and B.I.G. going back. A lot of other rappers that did get the recognition they deserve, but definitely deserve it. To even speaking on Wayne on some things. Jay-Z, Eminem, Mobb Deep, you know, it could go on. You got the game in the early 2000s, late 2000s. You know what I'm saying? It's a plethora of rappers that really was organic rappers. You know what I'm saying? Nowadays, you know, it's really not nothing to really can ride to, can really, really truly get into. I mean, I ain't gonna come out throwing no names to escalate drama all on social media and stuff. That's not me and that's not how I roll. But nowadays, it's more of, I just say anything with the studio time I'm given, and it's gonna click because money gonna be made. That really speaks to the generation in the world nowadays that is brainwashed to the point that, you know, that's a custom, that's all I know type of deal. Everybody go through struggles. Some have it worse than others, of course. But it's the difference between gym music working out. It's the difference between nothing. Like me, when I was in high school and in school, I listened to a bunch of instrumentals of rap because I love beats. I love doing music, making beats, just as much fitting with the words. I used to be in the back of the class just writing. When we had some spare time dealing with the test, even during the test, writing some lyrics on the side to when I get home and record in my room. You know what I'm saying? I've been like that ever since I was younger. Back to when staying with my grandparents and my cousin that passed away, got me into music. And I always ask her the question, how do they fit the words in to with the sound in the back, which is the beat? I always wanted to know how to do that. And to heed to it and gave it a shot.